All right, in your Bibles, Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter number 3. Tried my best to get away from this message tonight, but it just kept coming back to me, so I guess the Lord wanted to say something to us out of it. Malachi chapter 3 is real familiar to most Bible people, studying people. Verse number 6, he says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye rob me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call ye blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Brother Vince White, you pray for us, brother. Amen. Yes, Lord. I remember when I was lost, there was an emptiness in my life. I tried to fill it with the things of the world, but there was always something there. I tried alcohol. I tried gambling. But listen to me, friend, those things will wear off after a little while, and you'll be a miserable person until you get in the right fellowship and relationship with God. Life is miserable without Him. So all these Old Testament offerings, they all pointed to one thing, friend. It pointed towards Calvary. It was a shadow of Calvary, friend, where God would give His Son an offering for you and I to take away the sins of the whole world. Calvary, the ultimate offering there. But now we're in the New Testament era. We don't have to sacrifice animals. We don't have to give peace offerings and sin offerings and all these different offerings that are listed in the Old Testament. But the New Testament does tell us some things that we're to offer to God. In Romans 12 and 1, the Bible tells us that, "Well, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Boy, to offer our lives to God because He offered the best that He had for us to purchase us. And they ought to be a part of our lives that we realize we belong to God and we ought to offer ourselves in service to Him. People are scared of service, ain't they? I mean, it scares people to death. Thank God's Or the preacher or somebody's going to call on them to do something. Ain't that the truth? Truth. Say amen. This means yes. Amen. But listen to me. We ought to be willing. If we just look at what God could have passed us by, He could have let us die and go to hell. We're debtors to the grace of God. And God's not asking more.